Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks probably saw this in the last 24 hours. Let's give you a little more because CBS News did a good feature on this. A father of a Sandy Hook shooting victim is telling CBS News about his fight against misinformation. A Wisconsin judge ordered James Fetzer, we've talked about that person before, who co-wrote a book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. The judge ordered him to pay $450,000 for defaming Posner. Again, Adam, as you know, because you're in on it, you're a member of the media. Clearly, this was all set up by the Obama administration. And this was just a part of the push to take all our guns away. And that these were actors. Think about this. Lenny Posner has been forced to move over a half dozen times since the death of his six-year-old son, Noah. Youngest one who was killed there. Was murdered. Was brutally, cruelly murdered. And then to add to this, we have someone who just wants to be as cruel as humanly possible with zero proof, because there is no proof. 20 kids died. First graders. Lanza walked in there and one by one assassinated them. But this act of filth, because that's what this book is, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. And he talks about how he put his anger into action. I'm going to tell you that in a little bit. Lenny Posner said, no, I'm going to do something. And he went into action through his organization, Honor Network. Volunteers keep an eye on the internet, protecting victims of tragedy, cyber stalking, and harassment. People like Andy Parker. Remember, Andy Parker had a daughter, Allison, who was shot to death on live TV. And conspiracy theorists repost the video again, claiming it was fake. Is tantamount, this is Parker talking about his daughter who was brutally murdered and on TV. It's tantamount to saying, watch your daughter's murder and then tell us why over and over again and then tell a robot why this needs to come down. That's essentially what they told me to do. Since Posner, again, he's the father of Noah, began the fight, many large tech companies have updated their policies on harassment. So what role do you think personally played in getting Facebook, Google, and YouTube and WordPress to change their policies? Tony DeCoppola asked him. I think that had I not shamed them publicly using the press, then none of that would have happened in the way it has happened. Dave Garrity's company published Fetzner's book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which prompted Posner to sue. But Garrity had a revelation as Posner spoke at the deposition. I listened and I determined that what he was saying was authentic. And I wanted to do what I could do to not contribute to the negative things that he's experiencing. Oh, bravo. How about when you first published the book, by the way? When you looked to see if there was a morsel of proof. And oh, by the way, Adam, how long would that have taken? Oh, I got it. Not even a second. Because 20 kids were murdered. And you allowed this disgusting piece of you-know-what to be put in a book. We have people out there. And by the way, Alex Jones is one of them because he's going after Alex Jones, who will push this agenda out there. And the sad thing is people are such gullible saps and cruel themselves that they believe it. Think about if this happened in your life, people. Think about it. Your kid, 6, 26, your wife, your husband, your friend is killed. And low life filth. Putting out books or on their powerful networks or on the web saying this didn't happen because they all think it's a scam to take your guns. It's sad to believe in the decency of people when you have this because there's not a morsel of decency in anyone who puts this out, let alone also the people who buy it. So any of you who are watching Alex Jones, don't ever turn it on again. That's what he did for years. And then he admitted in his divorce case, it's just an act. But to the gullible lot who buy it, and it's like the things that are out there that people react to here and we see it. Listen, you can have honest disagreements on issues. You can be passionate about it. But then when you have this and when you have followers and people willing to buy this book, you want to lose faith in our country? Go down that rabbit hole because it's absolutely pathetic. One more thing on Fetzner, the former Duluth professor who we've talked about a number of times before. When City Pages reached out to him after the settlement, he called the outcome, the fact that he owes $450,000, a significant defeat for collaborative research by citizen journalists. They've been trying to offset the pervasive influence of fake news about not only, wait for it, Sandy Hook, Adam, that's fake, JFK, that's fake, 9/11, that's fake, the Boston bombing's fake, and the moon landing is also fake from this individual who is a former professor. Are you ashamed as a member of the media that you've reported on all those things?
Strangely
at some
enough,
point.
He thinks professional wrestling is real.
Yeah, he is all in on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.